This wasn't typical tech industry happy talk. In releasing new products, companies tended to add more bells and whistles, not take them away. But here Johnny was saying the opposite. Not that simplifying was a new approach, it's Design School 101. But it didn't seem like real world 2003. Only later did I realize that, on that June morning in San Francisco, Johnny Ive handed me a gigantic clue to the secret of Apple's innovation, to the underlying philosophy that would enable the company to achieve its breakthroughs and become one of the world's dominant corporations. Content to stand aside as Steve Jobs sold the public on their collaborations, including the iconic iMac, iPod, iPhone, and iPad, Ive's way of thinking and designing has led to immense breakthroughs. As Senior Vice President of Industrial Design at Apple, he has become an unequaled force in shaping our information-based society, redefining the ways in which we work, entertain ourselves, and communicate with one another. So how did an English art school grad with dyslexia become the world's leading technology innovator? In the pages that follow, we'll meet a brilliant but unassuming man, obsessed with design, whose immense and influential insights have no doubt altered the pattern of your life. Chapter 1.